More cruise ship tourists visited Alaska this year than last, but some ports did better than others. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has the season-end report.
Susan Hess is setting up a beer tent as part of the Sitka Chamber of Commerce season-end celebration. She's co-owner of the Baranoff Island Brewing Company. The business began in 2010, so it's still figuring out the tourism market. But Hess says it's been great.
We've had a really good year. Business is growing. More people that live in the community are bringing people out to the brewery when they come to visit. We're getting more cruise ship passengers. We're getting more independent travelers. And we definitely noticed a difference in the charter fishermen that are making their way out to the brewery as well.
Sitka expected to see about 110,000 passengers this season, about 20% fewer than last summer, and only about a third of the number of visitors 5 years ago. Rough weather also canceled its two final ships, shrinking the 2012 season even more. But statewide, the passenger count grew. Industry officials say about 940,000 people sailed Alaska waters this year. That's about a 6% increase from the previous season.
There were more ships brought back to Alaska, and some had longer itineraries, maybe another sailing either in the early spring or in the late fall, and some bigger ships as well.
John Binkley is president of the Alaska Cruise Association. He says the industry's uptick involved more than passenger numbers.
Different areas of Alaska are affected differently, but I would say just anecdotally and talking to people around the state that the spending was up as well. Not only more visitors to increase the overall amount of economic activity, but also the amount that each visitor spent, I think, was a little bit higher this year than last year.
Cruise ship traffic affects most of the state. Some ships sailing through Southeast go to South Central, where tourists move to buses, trains, or planes to take them to Rail Belt or other locations. And a couple ships sail as far as Kodiak, Homer, and Unalaska. More passengers increase business on shore, but there are other factors. In Southeast, the wet summer took its toll.
Anytime, you know, somebody's on vacation and it's pouring rain, some people take that as the cue.
Tyler Hickman is vice president of operations for Icy Strait Point. It's a renovated cannery and cruise ship attraction in Hoonah, west of Juneau.
It certainly impacts retail, food and beverage, and, you know, tours. The walk-up sales that you might normally get on that type of a day just don't appear.
Cruise lines set their schedules far in advance. Industry spokesman Binkley says the 2013 calendar increases capacity.
For next year, it's a combination of more ships, larger ships, and more sailings for the ships that are coming. So the combination of all that should push us right over the million passenger mark.
That's where it was about 5 years ago. The 2013 season begins in April when the Crystal Symphony sails from Japan to Dutch Harbor, Kodiak, and Ketchikan. By May, other ships will be cruising north from Vancouver, Seattle, and San Francisco. This is Ed Schoenfeld.